This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Launching into the third hour of the program, you, as always, can bring up anything you want and take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. For those of you just tuning in, we were talking earlier tonight about the robots, a potential robotic future that we're likely going to see at some point in our lifetimes.
Seems like robots are coming.
They're here now. Yes. It's just, you know, the really fancy robots are on the way. And what is that going to do to your job? A lot of people are concerned. 72% of Americans very or somewhat worried about a future in which robots and computers are capable of performing many human jobs. We'll tell you more about that study here in moments. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything you want. Dan is in Nebraska listening online. Hello, Dan.
That is the state of Nebraska.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay, I wanted to talk about this sort of this hard reconciliation I have, because me personally, you know, I guess I wouldn't be a libertarian by your guys' definition, but I try my best to, you know, have the most, to be the most open to those ideas, right?
Wait. I don't know whose definition we're going by here, but I can assure you that, you know, my definition of libertarian is a pretty big tent definition.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess mine is more like the whole, there was some guy on your LRN.FM station who defined himself as libertarians for the wall. I think that guy is who I am the most closely politically aligned to as far as people you might, that might come to mind for you, but that's kind of neither here nor there.
So you believe in border control, is what you're saying?
Yes, but okay. That's not what I called in to talk about really quick. So the reason I called is because I don't eat meat, and I have a hard time thinking about how there could be more justice in our diet as far as animals go without the state there, because if everything is driven by profit, then, I mean, why wouldn't any company just throw cows into big cow shredders and pigs into big pig shredders? You know what I mean?
A big cow shredder and a big pig shredder would probably be pretty humane. I mean, it wouldn't take very long. You know, not every execution of every animal goes exactly by the book. And, you know, if an animal dies within 5 seconds, I'd say that's pretty good. And I would think a giant cow shredder would probably do just that.
There's an onion about that.
Yeah, it would just be offensive to your sensibilities, as it were. But why you called it justice, and we'll use your terminology. Why does justice for animals in their death exist today?
So the reason why it exists today is because I think humans have kind of grown to understand that even though we have the most, we completely dominate the planet as far as life and non-life goes, that we should, you know, have some sort of sense of, ethics, or should have some sort of sense of sympathy or consideration for the sentience of other beings. And I'm not advocating for equality. I don't believe that, you know, cows should be equal to me. I don't believe they should be able to vote or anything. And speaking of robots, I always believe that robots should be subservient to humans, but that's something I don't want to talk about right now.
So regarding cows, so today humans believe that, you're saying, enough humans believe that cows deserve a certain level of treatment in their lives, and as a result, we have these rules. So why, in a free market system, would cows not get that same kind of deference?
mostly, I don't believe that most people agree with me. I believe that most people don't care, unfortunately. And that is part of my problem is that, you know, it comes from the same vein as people not caring about whether or not, you know, their clothes were, you know, made unethically in, you know, East Asia or whatever, or how, when profit is the only motive, things like safety and things like consideration for, you know, ethics tend to get kind of slipped under the rug. And that, you know, I don't like without the progressive era happening in the United States, why wouldn't we still have children losing fingers in factories? Like, I have
because
a hard time seeing.
Children are terrible employees. So the reason that, you know, kids work, I mean, all you have at this point, if you're claiming that, you use foreign stuff, is you're just offloading your child labor to other countries. I mean, you know, save the sanctimony, shall we? The Americans get child labor currently. They just import it rather than allowing it to occur here. Now, it's fine for the migrant workers who come and pick your food for their kids to work, because look it up. It's just fine in agriculture for kids to work. But no, they can, you know, and they can work as far as child stars go. But no, you know, what I'm hearing is you're giving a lot of credit to people who created the progressive era and people who want, you know, a certain level of deference given to animals. But you don't trust people to, you know, do those things in a free market. Why?
I think that you're thinking I'm giving people more deference than I am. I think that the vast majority of people do not care at all about how anything was made, and that, if they didn't have to see, you know, 1,000 people die per any sort of car being made, if that's what it took, they wouldn't care about it either, as long as
I think you went to government school, and I think you went to government school, and I think you listened to too many of your socialist teachers. Let me tell you about the tuna fish the dolphin safe tuna fish nets that came about in the 80s. You sound younger than I, and
I'm 19. I think we talked about this last time.
Yep. So what happened in the 1980s was people are like, I've heard the dolphins are getting caught up in tuna fish nets. And it makes perfectly good sense. Dolphins aren't that much bigger than tuna fish. If you, you know, take a look, those are big fish. And whatever catches a tuna likely can catch a dolphin. Now, I couldn't tell you what is safe about a net that, makes it so a dolphin can get away and a tuna fish can't. I don't know. But I can tell you that it was a huge campaign. And then all the cans got dolphin safe tuna certification stuck right on them. And that was the marketplace worrying about not most of the people, but just a few of the people. Because a few of the people would have stopped buying tuna as a result. But most of the people were like, oh, yeah, it's bad. I like dolphins. Right? And so I think that the marketplace really can solve just about any of these issues. Also, probably the only one in this conversation currently that has killed an animal for food, I can tell you it's just a lot easier to kill the animal humanely than it is to chase it around with a butter knife trying to kill it.
You know, even if, Dan, even if you're right and most people don't care, they don't care one iota how an animal is tortured before being put to death, in order to just to make sure they've got some beef or pork or whatever on their plate at the end of the night. Even if you accept that that's true, and it seems that you believe it, well, if that is true, then what makes you think that those people are going to vote in favor of your policies that you're proposing?
You know what, Ian? I don't understand what anybody could. I don't understand where the next step for political vegetarianism is, because nobody will vote for it. And the free market won't do it. It just seems like
political,
you know,
vegetarianism.
It's lab-grown meat is the answer to your question. So lab-grown meat is going to occur, and that is going to happen, and it's going to be at some point significantly less costly than raising animals and giving them grass and grain and all those other things. You're going to be able to do it in giant factories, and you know, no one's going to care about how big of a cage it's in or anything like
then
that.
Then the cows will go extinct.
Because there's no right. And then cows will be in zoos.
Hey, Dan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up. You can join us.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. She was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the rescue dog is Happy the healthy dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial on in toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's the live Saturday edition of the show, and with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, if you want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, just go to saveitpurse.com. I saved 25% on my most recent purchase through Amazon. In fact, I don't buy through Amazon normally anymore since saveitpurse.com, which I believe we've been doing Save It Purse now for like 3 years.
Is that long?
I think it has been that long. It's amazing, isn't it? Saveatpurse.com.
People still ask me, what can you do with Bitcoin? Well, you
this
can do this.
A big thing that you can do with Bitcoin.
Would you like to save 25% on the things you buy at Amazon?
Well, if you want to wait a little bit, you can go for like 25, 30%. If you need something sooner, you can shoot for 20 or 15 or 10%, and then you're going to usually get it probably shipped out to you within the same day or next day or so. It's pretty awesome. You can go check it out, saveatpurse.com. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, you can bring up anything you want to discuss. Let's talk to Robert in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good. I got kind of a, I guess like two part kind of comment. The first one was about insurance, but I kind of cut in on the last gentleman when it come to killing animals and humanely and all that. From a man from Hazard, Kentucky, I own a 50-acre farm in Upland, Indiana, where I've had to hunt and hunt for my food and fish for my food.
What's wrong with your farm?
That's the thing. That was my whole point. My whole point is this: to hunt for your food. I don't fish just to throw. I don't fish. If I don't eat them, I throw them back. Mm-hmm. If I eat them, I keep them. So my problem is, sport hunting might be a completely different story than just hunting for food. I was raised that way, you know. I was born. I was raised on a farm, so that's all we did was we raised our food. Mm-hmm. So I want to know what this guy was saying was inhumane.
Well, he's a vegetarian, and that makes it a little more difficult to have a conversation about humane and inhumane. Right, I mean, like if you're just eating vegetables, then it seems then all that blood seems inhumane. I'm a guy who, you know, we raise pigs at my house, and I've shot a few pigs in the head, you know, and that's just how that has to go. And you try to do it as humanely as you possibly can, but that's it.
Sure. It's the big thing about the pigs when they came out with the, you know, that little machine now that you have to shoot them in the head with or whatever. They've become a lot more humane about it because of what lobbyists and that PETA, who's the farming lobbyist.
Yeah.
The other thing was insurance companies. My biggest thing is here's what I think. I think we should, as a whole, on something as big as health insurance for the American people, should be voted on just like voting for the president.
The problem with that idea is people will vote themselves more socialism typically because they don't understand economics. And so putting it up to a vote isn't necessarily going to make anything better. It's likely going to result in more government control over things because people have been brainwashed into believing that the government can somehow make things better when, as we were talking with the truck-driving gentleman earlier tonight, there's so much evidence that the government makes things worse. Even if they have the intention to help, they always do it at such a tremendous cost that could have been avoided if the marketplace were allowed to handle it through competition or charity or whatever. You know, the marketplace would come up with to do these things. Voting is not an effective or efficient solution to anything. I mean, if it, and of course the old joke is if voting actually changed anything, they'd make it illegal. So
exactly. I guess what you're saying is kind of like everybody hollering about raising, minimum wage, and guess what else happens? They don't understand economics. What happens when you raise minimum wage?
Right.
Everything else goes up.
Correct. There are consequences to raising the minimum wage, and one of those consequences is typically that the very people that they intend to help end up getting harmed even worse. Low-skill workers, people who, you know, teenagers, blacks, other minorities, lose their jobs because of it. because a lot of companies, if they can't, you know, if they can't cut the quality of the product back anymore, or they can't cut the price back anymore, they got to cut workers. They got to cut cut people out of the equation. Robert, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I forget which city it was. I don't know if it was Seattle, but I remember seeing a headline recently, Mark, that one of these cities that cranked up their minimum wage recently has kind of gone back on that.
Well, I'd have to look that up.
Yeah, and I don't remember which one it was, but your toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's talk to Sylvia in Orlando, watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Sylvia.
Good evening, you guys.
Bear
with me, because I wrote this question down, so because I'm a little nervous. But
you are
I'm
well prepared. That's actually a good idea, is to write down notes. Whether you're nervous or not, it's always a good idea to write down what you want to say.
I can tell you how to get over being nervous. Call more often. I mean, that's what it comes down to. It's just practice.
Yeah, I'm actually going to do that. But I'm calling in because I wanted to discuss something that I posted on the Shire forum. The thread was about activism and sharing our ideas of activism to push everyone towards more liberty. I mentioned that we should target culture, which culture is a way of life. So I got to thinking that we as liberty activists, we should target the minorities, examples, you know, blacks and Hispanics, with crypto. Why I say this is because these individuals are already going through libertarian things with U.S. dollars. So why not take the power from the state and change their culture with crypto? You know, like 100%. Drug dealers. Mm-hmm. Drug dealers can use, you know, the crypto on the street to avoid passive forfeiture and increase, you know, familiarity in crypto in their community. I also see this as a positive thing. I have family in Mexico, which all of them have cheap smartphones, and imagining the possibilities they could have to have more freedom and actually getting out there getting out of both their and our currency. I truly believe that this can start a wildfire. I wanted your thoughts on whether you guys think it's actually a good idea, seeing as how oppressive the U.S. dollar is.
Well, I support giving, you know, putting cryptocurrency into everybody's hands. I mean, not just minorities, but I mean, I think it's good for poor people. It's good for middle class. It's good for anybody who wants to have a better life. I mean, the cryptocurrency, if it continues to, especially Bitcoin now reaching new record highs, I think tonight, or darn close to record highs tonight. I mean, it's like you said, Mark, if somebody had a paycheck in Bitcoin back in 2010, they'd be a multiple millionaire at this point. So I think that this can make all kinds of people's lives better. And if you're connected with the minority community or a minority community, then absolutely introduce those folks.
Ultimately, every community is a minority, but I understand where she's coming from on this. Free Talk Live at hope.freetalklive.com is making the effort to build an orphanage in Gingi, Uganda, using entirely cryptocurrency.
If there was an update on that. Hang on. Sylvia, hang on. If you want to continue the discussion here, we can do that in moments. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've had great luck introducing all kinds of people to cryptocurrency here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. There's more on the way. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. In fact, our caller, who we're going to bring back on the line here, Sylvia in Orlando, mentioned the forums, which you can go and check out at forum.freetalklive.com. It's a fancy new forum software that is actually very modern. It works very well, and so it's great to have our Free Talk Live listeners have a place to go that's not Facebook anymore, where they can interact with one another and some hosts of the show, because Mark, you and I are both on those forums as well. So check it out.
Participating.
Forum.freetalklive.com. Give us an update on what's going on with hope.freetalklive.com, Mark, because we've been promoting the walkathon thing for St. Jude, and that was we're trying not to promote too many charities at once, so now we're going to get an update back to hope.freetalklive.com since we did our walk earlier today.
Right. So hope.freetalklive.com is a link that will take you to an orphanage that we're building in Jinja, Uganda, and that orphanage is, you know, it's a building as opposed to...
Two stories.
Yeah, we're not putting together the organization, we're putting together the building. And
they already have a building, but people are laying on the floor when they go to sleep.
They have a room, and that room is kids sleeping head to toe in that room, no power, and, you know, just
packed in like sardines.
Yeah. Well, the roof, now they're sleeping in the building.
Oh, good.
You know, when they can.
Yeah.
There is a roof on the building.
Mm, okay.
If it's not complete, it sure looks complete from the pictures. So, and, you know, I guess they're going to be finishing that up by Monday or something. And
cool.
Then we'll be putting in, you know, sort of the walls, the electric, the water, those sorts of things. And, but basically the edifice exists at this time. If you want to help us finish up this project, we need to raise about $5,000, $6,000 more.
What's left to do?
The interior.
Interior finishing kind
right.
of stuff?
Right. It's a brick building
Got
at
it.
This point. And we've got to get raise $5,000 to $6,000. That your donation will be matched twice, once by Cell411 at getcell411.com and once by jax.io. And both of these organizations will match your funds and will therefore is all we need approximately for to make $6,000. We only need about $2,000. So
Sweet.
Very, very doable considering we've already raised over $20,000 to do this. So thanks to everybody, and we're just got a little further to go.
Are you sure that Jax is going to continue to match funds on that, considering they're no longer the official wallet of Free Talk Live?
They haven't said anything.
Okay. All right. Well, either way, certainly getcell411.com will be matching funds, so funds will be matched on that. Go to hope.freetalklive.com to check that out. Sylvia is back with us in Orlando. Sylvia, you said that you are in the Hispanic community there. You're obviously also female, and you were talking about reaching out to minority communities regarding cryptocurrency in the hopes that that will help, make them more libertarian or just make them more wealthy?
Actually, no, it's either. I was thinking of more spreading it throughout just our culture in general. Like how I see, black people, their music, a lot of people, the younger generation is actually, they follow it. They enjoy it. They actually start living things that they listen to in the rap music. So I was just thinking maybe if they started rapping about Bitcoin and how, they're avoiding, government and,
I know Wu-Tang Clan is into cryptocurrencies.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I read things on the internet.
Okay. That's cool. Well, I say, yeah. I mean, if you've got the connections, if you know the people, I mean, one of the hardest things for libertarians has been to break into minority communities with these ideas. I mean, unfortunately, libertarian, as you may know, Sylvia, libertarian communities tend to be very overwhelmingly white and male and geeky as well. So it's always been a challenge for libertarians because, I think that the ideas of liberty should appeal to everyone. But where do you start with that? How do you break into communities that you don't know a bunch of people in those communities? It's kind of a catch-22. It's not that these are bad ideas. It's just that for whatever reason, they haven't been, I don't think, accurately presented in those communities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I personally think that if we start talking more about it with them, it'll spread like wildfire.
How did you find out? I mean, you said you're Hispanic, right? Your family is from Mexico originally?
Half my family is Mexican. My other half is Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What was it that, you sound relatively young. What was it that that turned you on to libertarianism and or cryptocurrency, and in which order?
Okay, well, first of all, libertarian. I guess I was born into it. My father is a big libertarian, as you can say. He actually introduced me to to you guys, to Free Talk Live. So I started listening to you guys after high school. And, I took a chance on downloading, a wallet and getting some crypto. And I felt like it was really foreign to me. But once I did it, I was like, why was I scared in the first place? And I love it ever since. I'm constantly on Reddit. I'm constantly talking to other libertarians in my community about it. It's just I'm very passionate about this sort of stuff. And I think that Bitcoin can be that thing that will separate us from the state. I know I'm in a libertarian party, and they feel like they have to do more political things to free us from the state, and I'm just thinking like the simple answer is just Bitcoin or cryptocurrency. Like I feel that's a very simple answer. We start using it more, we start using less of the fake government money, and I think that's what definitely is going to set us apart. And I think through culture, changing culture and changing minorities' minds is what's going to do that.
I completely agree.
Yeah, I have to agree, Sylvia. Thank you for the call on this one.
Yep, appreciate hearing from you. And let us know how you're doing down there, because we're doing pretty well up here in Keene, New Hampshire, and across New Hampshire. Portsmouth is also doing well with introducing people to cryptocurrency. And we've taken that tack that you're talking about, where instead of focusing so much on the political system, not to say that we don't do politics here in New Hampshire too, we do, but I've found a lot of success in turning people onto cryptocurrency and getting people's attention with that. I mean, of course, it's hard for people not to pay attention when the prices are doing what they are. I mean, again, the record highs within the last few days here for Bitcoin alone.
Nobody wants to be left behind.
That's a very attractive and interesting thing, and it's because we've been, as activists in this area, we've been pushing cryptocurrency out there. That's why Keene is one of the most, if not the most, and so far no one's challenged me on this yet. I suspect that there's some European cities that could beat us just kind of glancing at the coin map, and you know, there's some really hot European cities for Bitcoin usage, but nobody has yet challenged my claim that Keene is the most businesses accepting Bitcoin per capita as far as cities are concerned in the entire world. And that's just been a small, dedicated group of cryptocurrency libertarian activists focusing their efforts in one place, which, of course, is the hardest part if you're in a place like Orlando, these large population cities where there's probably no more. You said you're involved with the Libertarian Party there. How many libertarians go to the meetups or whatever meetings y'all have?
Not many, like five. I'm not a member. I just like to show up.
And you're probably the only female there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about typical. Hey, thanks for your service. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. What Bitcoin conference was it the one in Portsmouth where they're offering free tickets to women?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it was Texas Bitcoin. But yeah, I remember hearing that some Bitcoin conference was offering free tickets for women who want to attend the conference. Kind of like, you know, bars will give women,
ladies' night.
Ladies' night. Free admission if you're a woman. And unfortunately, that's just the reality with cryptocurrency. Again, like the libertarian movement, it is mostly male. The cryptocurrency movement may even be, I don't know, it'd be interesting to see a breakdown. Is cryptocurrency more male, more heavily male than the libertarian movement?
Well, it depends on if you're talking about the movement or the party, because the libertarian movement here in New Hampshire is not as heavily male as everybody expected it to be, whereas the parties are always pretty heavily male events.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I was just talking about the libertarian movement in general. I mean, anyway, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Regardless, I think that introducing people to cryptocurrency is a very powerful way to help those people individually and maybe turn them on to the ideas of liberty, too.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chops, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live and dial in toll free here. Our number 855-450-free like freedom. Although we're short on time, it's the final segment. So if you don't get your call in tonight, no worries. We're here every single night of the week, 7 nights a week, live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. So if you want to join the show, maybe you're not listening live, maybe you're listening via podcast, or you're listening on a radio station that doesn't air the show live but delay broadcasts the show. You are still welcome to call with your thoughts during our live hours. You don't have to be on topic on Free Talk Live. Although, if you're on topic, we're going to likely take your call before others, so do keep that in mind. It's Ian and Mark with you here tonight. You can join us at 855-450-FREE. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you want to join the AMP program to help us out, help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, for $5 a month, you get some cool perks as an amplifier, like access to the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only podcast, which it was a bumpy road this week for the amplifiers as we had to...
It's a little bumpy on the website tonight.
Yeah, we had to switch some things around with our server, and that made it so we had to change the AMP podcast location. So it was a little difficult there, but when it works, and it mostly works, the AMP podcast is there for you. And so you get these cool perks, and you get it all, $5 a month. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us, and you also can contribute via Bitcoin. You can do credit card. You can do PayPal. So it's up to you how you want to amp the show, but we appreciate it when you do. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to, I believe, we've got Jimmy in Los Angeles, or excuse me, maybe not Los Angeles, might be Louisiana. Hello. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live. Jimmy?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh. Well, today I'm talking about, you know, my friend. He might not have been the best person ever, but, you know, he was a good person. He was okay in my book. He died of cancer about a few days ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. He hated, you know, people of other race, but, I still miss him. His name was Fabian. He was a horrible person. and his parents kicked him out, and he had to live with me for a while. And he found this rat, and I took him in because right before he died, that was his pet.
Was it like a sewer rat, like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles kind of rat, or is it like a pet store rat?
It was a pet store rat. Here it was one.
So what you're saying is your friend who died of cancer, who is a horrible person and a racist.
The best things you've been able to say about him is that he's a racist,
he loved a rat,
and had a pet rat.
He did show love and kindness to the rat, though.
Yes.
All right.
Excellent.
That's
Thank
beautiful.
You.
Thanks, Jimmy.
It's quite an epithet.
Let's continue here. You can bring up what you want. Roderick, also in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Roderick.
Hello?
Yeah, you can go now. I can hear your buddy.
Oh, am I
live? Yes, you are. Go ahead.
Oh, God. Well, I lost a friend today.
Was it Fabian?
You called it, Mark. How did you predict that?
Is it Fabian?
Yes.
Was it the rat?
Oh, yeah. Anything about Fabian that you want to tell me?
Oh, sorry. I never been live. Well,
it can be nerve-wracking, but the point is you got to spit the words out or else we got to move on. So go ahead with whatever you were calling about.
Please.
All right. Thanks for the call. I understand it can be hard to...
Sounds like he's hyperventilating. I've just called in to waste everybody's time, and now I'm really wasting everybody's time.
Yeah. All right. Let's continue here. Jesus Christ's Uber driver is on the line on Skype. Hello there.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight? And where are you calling from, by the way?
I'm calling from heaven, of course.
Excellent.
Jesus Christ, the Super Driver.
All right.
Hey, California, really. And I hate to do this. First, Before you hate to do this,
yeah. Just back off your microphone, I don't know, like an inch or two or something like that. You're a little overdriven.
Better now?
Yes.
Oh, man, yeah.
Okay. All right. So I wanted to hope, first, let me thank you for what you guys are doing in Africa with the hope thing.
You're
I
welcome.
Love that.
Thanks.
And that's more important than any facetious critique I'm about to give you right now.
All right.
Okay, so.
Beat us up.
Okay. All right. I'm not James from Arizona, so it's not going to be that bad. But first, you just told a vegetarian that his argument for being a vegetarian was no good because of blood. No! I disagree with you on that. I'm a vegetarian myself, and the reason I'm a vegetarian is because I don't believe there's a humane way to kill something because the killing of itself is inhumane. The involuntary forfeiture of life for the explicit purpose of death is inhumane.
Wait a minute. I mean, plants have life, too?
Oh, stop it. I'm not.
They don't have a central nervous system.
Okay. I'd like to address...
I've heard plants scream when you kill them.
Stop. Please stop with the plants feel pain thing.
How do you know they don't?
Okay. Anybody who wants to research that can look it up on the Internet. There's some interesting stuff. Let's talk about this. Are you familiar with the R-type and K-type in biology? I think it's called a phenotype. I'm not 100% sure. Are you familiar with them? Like the rabbits, they breed out into an area and eat up everything and to the point that they're starving. Is that right? Do you understand?
I've got a degree in radio, so no.
Okay. So there are some types of animals
that
have few young and work hard to raise those young up, and it costs a great deal in calories and life to raise those young up. There are others that just sort of have babies all over the place, specifically mammals, I believe this works with. If you were to allow the deer population in a given area to go unculled, you would have, you'd have the corn that you want to eat, the vegetarians want to eat. The food that the vegetarians would want to eat would be impossible to eat because the animals would eat it first. The rats, the porcupines, the deer, and I can't even go through all this other stuff. Death is a necessity for vegetarians as well as carnivores.
Zing.
Okay. But, hold on.
I'm listening.
That has nothing to do with the food that's on your table.
Okay.
None of that food comes from there. The guy who had that hunting argument, I would see him, shake his hand. If it's you or the animal, hey, kill that animal.
All right.
I can agree with that. But 95% of the people who live in America don't live that way.
Well, we do live that way because we keep the animal population down so that we can all have vegetables.
Factory farm, though. We grow those animals for the intent purpose of killing them.
All right.
If we didn't eat them, they wouldn't be there.
I got pigs at my house. I kill them myself. I make sure that they have the best life and the best death I can possibly give them. But, you know, at a factory farm, they're going to kill the animal quickly and humanely. It's not like they hold it up by its little toe and beat it up first or anything. That would be bad for the meat. So, and also, you know, in defense of factory farms, and again, I try to get my meat as much as I can from local producers because I like
That's
the aesthetic.
Big up here. New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, the most locavore states in the union, I think.
But the factory farm pig doesn't know the difference. It's always lived in that environment.
But you don't think he has an innate desire to live?
Sure, I believe the animals have an innate. That's clear. If you've ever been kicked by an animal that you're trying to kill, you'll know that it has an innate desire to live.
And then what right do we have? I think it's hubris to assume that we have a right, our jurisdiction, to that life.
Well, to that life, you know, you're talking about an individual life as opposed to sort of the greater, right? Like, I'm saying that we have a right to food, and therefore, in order to have a right to that food, we need to protect that food. To protect that food, we need to kill animals. In order to kill animals, we would be able to then eat those animals because they're now dead. They don't have any use for the flesh. And that's my argument.
Well, I don't think that really addresses, you know, what he brought up, which is the factory farming, and, you know, that's not protecting crops or whatever when you're factory farming. I would like to
there's a huge amount of government subsidies in meat.
I'd like to address the question of rights, you know, because your question was more around, does a human have the right to take a life of an animal? That's kind of what your question is, right?
I think it's hubris to assume that we do. I haven't heard the argument for good enough to convince me to take a life.
Does the animal, and you don't have to, obviously you can make that choice, but does the animal have the right to take your life?
Animals don't recognize rights.
Exactly. So if we're on the same page about that, if animals don't recognize rights, then they don't have them. They only have what we grant to them, whatever privileges that we grant to them. And I wish we had more time for this.
So you can only kill an animal who's attacking you. Granted, do that. I've never seen a chicken come at me, a cow come at me that I wanted to kill. Agreed. If you're killing an animal coming at you, kill it.
I wish we had more time. We don't. But call about this another night, would you? Call earlier in the show, like on a weeknight, when we can talk about this.
Fun fact, cows kill the most animals of any mammal.
See you tomorrow.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking. Drugging. Broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.